This is West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Julia Neal. Residents in Tonbridge will now have to pay to park their cars in the town centre in the evenings and on Sundays and bank holidays. The new charges, which will be introduced on the 19th of August, mean that people who wish to park in one of the council-run car parks will now have to pay until 8 p.m. every day. Last week, Tonbridge residents had the opportunity to pose questions about the new parking arrangements to Tonbridge and Morling council leader Matt Broughton. One of the organisers of the meeting, Graham Simmons, shared his thoughts on the meeting.
It was interesting. We were trying to cover so many subjects and that was really the problem. But it was good. It was nice of Matt to come along and answer the questions, and hopefully it's paved the way to better engagement between the council and the local residents, which is really what we're trying to achieve now, because obviously we've lost out. We haven't won, if you like, to coin a phrase, over the car parking charges, but hopefully going forward with other big projects coming up and being aware of the consultations at an earlier stage, and with Matt's commitment to engage better with residents, hopefully we've paved the way towards that.
Many residents attend the popular River Walk Music Festival, which takes place every Friday throughout the summer. This event has become a highlight for the community. Currently, attendees are able to park their cars for free during the festival. I spoke to Councillor Mark Hood, who was at the festival last Friday, and he tells me that he can see why the council has decided to implement the extra charges.
I think the car parking charges, the extension to the evenings until 8 o'clock and to Sundays, were relatively inevitable because of the financial situation that 14 years of austerity from the government had placed on the council. I'm not sure that there was that much of an option, because if you don't increase charges, then you have to make cuts. And I'm really concerned about the effects that cuts have already had and that they're going to have on my community. I absolutely understand why everybody's up in arms and the effect that evening charges are going to have on the evening economy and hospitality. I absolutely understand those fears, and we're going to have to see what happens in the next year. But here we are, we're in Tonbridge on a Friday night. This is what it's all about. We live in a beautiful town. This is a fantastic event, and I really hope that people continue to come even when we have those parking charges.
The introduction of parking fees in the evenings, on Sundays and during bank holidays has raised particular concerns among residents, with some fearing that the increased costs could deter visitors from coming into town. At the Riverwalk Music Festival last Friday, I gathered opinions from the public regarding the new parking fees.
I don't like it, but I think the council have got to do it because they ain't got no money. Because the government keep cutting all the grants they give them, so what else can they do? And I think it's unfair on people who want to go to church on a Sunday, having to pay to park while they're in church, but I'm not sure what else they could do, because I think they run out of options to raise money.
I think it's a big mistake. I avoid coming into Tonbridge when I have to park at the moment. I come in late after six in order to do my shopping at Sainsbury's, and I come in at the weekends on a Sunday to the market. I probably won't do those if I have to pay for the parking. I do think the high street is struggling so much already that any extra cost is going to, it's going to be noticed, definitely. I think the council should be helping our traders rather than making life difficult for them.
After the public meeting last week, I asked council leader Matt Broughton whether the council would be reviewing the new charges.
So the decision has been made, the order has been sealed, to use a technical phrase, so it is now illegal if we do not implement them, so they will be implemented. We are going to monitor this very closely. As I said to people tonight in response to some questions, we understand that there are some difficult issues in the town at the moment that people are concerned about, and we'll have to see what the trends are around that. Critically, we need to understand whether there's a direct impact between some of the changes to parking and popularity or otherwise of certain community groups or organisations or businesses, and then from there we just need to establish and work out really what the best way we can address that is.
That was Matt Broughton, council leader for Tonbridge and Morling Borough Council. I'm Julia Neal for West Kent Radio.